The last paper for this session, we'll be talking about mapping zinc in soils from Brazil, spatial variability and factors influencing zinc availability.
Thank you all for coming at this very last minute for the last section of the last day. This is part of a work that we have done with the help of ISA, International Zinc Association, and many other partners that we have in Brazil. On trying to assess what is the current status of zinc in Brazil, which is still a major problem, as you're going to see. So this work was done by many people, two of them working with plant nutrition and another two with soil mapping and myself as a coordinator of the initiative. The outline of my presentation, I'm going to try to show you a little bit of Brazil as a rationale for what we did this work. Then we go directly to the work itself, which is related to the evaluation of soil zinc levels in the spatial variability in Brazil, with a focus on the Cerrado soils, which are the most deficient ones in Brazil. So an overview of the Brazilian agriculture before starting this. You all know that Brazil is a major player in the production of food, feed, fuel, fibers over the whole world, and in order to do this, we need to increase both yields, also the amount of land that we're going to put into production. Based on recent report from OECD, we probably have to double the amount of land that we're going to incorporate into production in the next years. If you need to increase the amount of production by 70% by 2050 in order to supply food for the 9 billion people that we're going to have, we have to double the amount of land. And most of this land is in Latin America, and Brazil is included in this. If you're going to open new lands, probably you're going to be dealing with marginal lands, which are the lands that most probably are going to have zinc deficiency, as we had 40 years ago when we started to open this Cerrado soils. So for those who don't know Brazil, Brazil is a big country, 851 million hectares, of which 360 million hectares is available for production. We have many very low fertility soils, but overall we do not have any other edaphic problems. So if we can manage the soil fertility, we can get high yields in most of the crops, but we need to do a lot of work in order to improve soil fertility levels. If you're talking about zinc deficiency is a big problem, especially in the Cerrado. The Cerrado is the brown area. Cerrado covers close to 200 million hectares in Brazil. It's a big area in Brazil. The critical levels of zinc based on the malic extractant, which is the extractant that's mostly used in Brazil, are those that are depicted here. In the last years, we are using the 1.6 milligrams per cubic decimeter as a goal for critical level for zinc, but most recently some papers, some work that has been done with soybean as well as with cotton have shown that this level could be increased to 2.5 milligrams per cubic decimeter in many soils. And recent work that was done by Fageria has shown also that these levels could change depending not only on the soils, but also on the crops and on the extractant. The TPA is also used mostly in the southern part of the country. So you all know that zinc is really important in order to grow plants as well as humans. And this picture is a picture of Professor Alfredo Lopes on the right side, who is a person who started most of the work with zinc deficient soils in Brazil 40 years ago. And they decided to make this joke, but I like to show this picture because you all know that zinc is really important for humans as well. And in fact, a recent survey that was done by the Brazilian Institute for Geographical Surveys, IBGE, has shown that Brazilians eat a lot of food, but the food is a food of very low quality. And when we talk about zinc deficiency affects a huge portion of the population, especially the elderly people. So we still have to deal with this problem for humans as well. And recent data from this Global Food Security Index that is released every year by The Economist has shown that Brazil is ranked 33 among 109 countries, and our worst position is related to the quality and safety of food, and micronutrient deficiency is a big problem for this part of the surveys. So, what's the importance of using zinc in Brazilian agriculture? I'm going to try to show you some advances that we have done, mostly in the Cerrado soils, with nutrient management, and zinc is really important in this context. Overall, after 50 years of research, this is pretty much what we have to do in most of the very low soil fertility Cerrado soils. We first have to start with limeing, amelioration of soil subsoil acidity. We build up phosphate, potash, and micronutrient fertilization. Then we have to manage organic matter really well. And at the end, we have to maintain the fertilization through maintenance application. And to show you how important is the management of soil nutrients and fertilizers in Brazil, I have here a picture of 20 years of data from grain production, cultivated area, and fertilizer sales. And you can see that the amount of land that we increase is really small compared to the amount of increase that we got in the whole production. So this is what's mainly due to increases in yields. And if you try to correlate the amount of fertilizer that we use with the amount of production that we got, and considering that 60%, roughly 60% of the fertilizer sales in Brazil are really devoted to grains, we could have this equation saying that we are getting close to 10 tons of grains for every ton of fertilizer that we apply in Brazil, which is not a bad number for me. And besides this data is related to micronutrients. It's not really a recent data, but it's interesting to see that till 2004, we had a huge increase in the sales for many nutrients, but especially for micronutrients. And micronutrients are still very important for Brazil in terms of providing enough production and high yields for most of the crops. And in order to show the importance of zinc in this context, here I have selected some information for increase in production of major crops in Brazil. So we have here the information for corn. So for soils with low content, 0.6 milligrams per cubic decimeter is a very low content. When people apply 5 kilos, they got 16% increase. This is in the state of Mato Grosso, which is in the middle, in the heart of the Cerrado. For sugar cane, again, a soil with a very low amount of zinc and an addition of 10 kilos, an increase in sugar production. Increase for wheat, in this case, we already have a little bit more zinc. 1.8 is considered bigger than the lower level that I showed you, 1.6. But again, with an application of 0.22, in this case was foliar spray, we were able to get an increase in yield. For soybean, again, a soil with 2.1 is considered a high level for most of the areas. But in this case, when people applied 5 kilos of zinc, it's a field trial, and they could get a 23% increase. And for rice, a low zinc soil, 0.7 milligram per cubic decimeter, by the Melik one, 10 kilo application, we could get 22% increase in yield. So this is to show you that's really important to have zinc in order to get better yields. So what we did, we tried to assess the amount of the area and the values for native zinc in most of soils. And in order to do this, I have to go back to the old times when Alfredo Lopes, the fellow guy that I showed, he started his work with the Cerrado soils. At the very beginning of this work, he has shown that 95% of the soils in the Cerrado were zinc deficient. Then later on, and this was a work done by Cleide Abreu in 2005, Cleide has done a survey with 13,000 samples from whole Brazil. Most of the samples were from the state of São Paulo. And she was able to show that close to 53% of the samples had very low levels of zinc. Actually, 33% very low level and 20% medium levels of zinc. And when we consider an average recommendation for application of zinc for low level, which is 1.5 kilograms per hectare, and for medium level, 0.375 kilos or 375 grams of zinc per hectare. We could even try to assess an average recommendation for most of the soils in Brazil. So this would be roughly 600 grams per year, per hectare per year. So if you take into account that we have close to 60, 70 million hectares of crop land times 600 grams, you know already that we are going to need every year close to 40,000 tons of zinc, which is actually what we are consuming. So what we did in the survey, we collect information from 38,000 soils from the 0 to 20 centimeter layers, obtained with a huge amount of partners that we have in Brazil. Most of the soil samples came from precision farm areas, so we should tell this because in this case, we are probably dealing with farmers that use a little bit more technology. So the amount of zinc that we would expect in those kinds of soils would be a little bit greater than an average farmer in the Cerrado. The analysis, we had to consider only data that were taken using the Melick one, and we did maps for zinc itself, and also zinc overlaid with information from phosphorus, pH, and clay, because we considered that those attributes could interact with zinc and may decrease zinc availability. So coming to the results, this is the overall information for the whole country. Actually, do not have map the data from the whole country, so this is an rough idea, but data that we got very low amounts and very high amounts of zinc with the average of 4.9 and a median of 3.2. And when we did the distribution, so now here we have really the areas where we mapped the amount of the deficiency in the left. We have in A, we have the classes, in B, we have the continuous distribution. For classes, we were able to see that 20% of the area had a low amount of zinc, 15% a median. And when we take into consideration 1.6 as the guide value, so 35%, one-third of the area is deficient. And when we take into consideration 2.5 as the guiding number, we have 52% of the area with deficiency, close to 46 million hectares. And when we try to overlay the information of zinc deficiency together with phosphorus, clay, and pH, if we interact zinc and clay, we would have 20% of the area mapped as zinc deficiency of high risk of zinc deficiency. When we map with pH, it would be 44%. And when we map zinc together with phosphorus, the high risk area would be close to 46 million hectares overall. So the take home message is zinc deficiency is still a major problem in Brazil, and it seems to prevail mostly in the new area that we are opening, in an area called Mato Piba, which is close to 73 million hectares, as well as in the new areas that are being opened for agroforestry integration, because those areas are really low soil fertility areas. We need to keep in mind that fertilizer practices are really important, but we also have to take into consideration the interaction if you're going to add zinc via soil. In a soil with very high contents of phosphorus, we have to keep in mind that in some cases this is not going to work, so foliar might be a better alternative. And also we have to try to keep improving the efficiency of most plants that we have in order to be able to extract mostly the soil zinc that's being used in the system. So I would like to acknowledge our contributors and show that we to you that we have a research network dealing with agrometals, metals that are really important in agro ecosystems. And thank you very much for your attention.
Do you have any questions for our speaker?
No, most of the samples were taken in the Cerrado because São Paulo uses DCPA. So we had some samples in a survey that we did in the southern part of Minas Gerais, and in the border of Minas Gerais and São Paulo, people were using samples, collecting samples, and we did most of the analysis with Melick One. Those were samples that we collected ourselves. But in this case of the Cerrado, we did not use samples from São Paulo. So that's why I have shown the information from Clay Debril, because even with the DTPA, we were able to see that at least half of the area, if you see data from CLADE, we probably are still with half of the area with zinc deficiency.
So what's the level of phosphorus that you consider to be zinc, chance of having zinc deficiency? Or what's the relationship?
Usually we have a qualitative assessment. Usually you have to interpret soil phosphorus using clay also. So it depends on the clay content, because malic has to be interpreted together with clay content. But whenever you have, for example, a high content of phosphorus and a medium content of zinc, then we consider an area of with a high risk of zinc deficiency. So this high, if it's clay soil, could be 6 ppm. If it's a sandy soil, would be 20 ppm. So it depends on the clay content as well as on the amount of phosphorus that you have into the malic. Then you grade your soil based on the phosphorus content. So if phosphorus is either high or medium and you have low zinc, high risk of zinc deficiency. If soil phosphorus is really high, then you have medium zinc, again, you might have risk of zinc deficiency. So we have done a qualitative assessment. We're going to try to publish this, put for people to judge and see if they are going to agree with our suggestion.
Any additional?
Is zinc normally applied separately in Brazil, or is it going into a bulk blend?
Usually it's bulk blend. Most of the fertilizers would have at least 0.5%.
Does the zinc help
it? It depends. It depends what is cheaper. I would say, we have a fertilizer that's now using zinc oxide as a powder covering most of the grains. So you might have seen this kind of fertilizer. So if it's zinc oxide, but it's as a powder covering the grains, the efficiency is going to be good. So it covers all kinds of grains. In some cases, they have zinc together with the phosphate fertilizer, assuming this case would be zinc sulfate. We have many, many different sources.
Are there any additional questions? Thank our speaker again.
Thank you very much.